Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan joining us to talk about how theaters, museums, and music institutions continue to adapt to the confines and constraints, I guess you'd call it, of coronavirus. Is that you just heard that voice there? GBH's executive arts editor, Jared Bowen, obviously can't afford a good phone. He's the host of the TV series Open Studio, which you can catch Friday nights at 8:30 on WGBH2. Hey there, Jared Bowen.
So, Jared, Jim just mentioned there's a bunch of things streaming. So tell us about them in any order you want, what you like, what's happening streaming-wise.
Well, actually, I'll tell you one thing, and I guess it's technically not streaming because it's happening live, and this is called State versus Natasha Benigna. And this is a new play, by Arlequin Players, who it's a Russian theater, Russian-based theater troupe in Needham, and Russian by way of that's where all of their training has come from. And this is the first time in, 10 weeks now that I actually felt like I was going to a show, even though I still couldn't leave my house. State versus Natasha Benigna is a Zoom play, which happens live every Sunday through June, except for May 31st. You sit down to your computer at 8 o'clock, you know, just when you have to be in your seat at the theater. You can see some of the other audience members, and you're met with a graphic that says, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, you, the jury, are tasked with coming to a verdict based on a live testimony given from inside confinement. And then we meet Natasha, who is a 16-year-old girl. And I won't give too much away, but she's been charged with attempted manslaughter. And we really are in this position where she is trying, peddling this story to us, knowing that we're there, sitting there watching her, about her own innocence. And you, as the jury, must decide her guilt or innocence by the end of the play. And the actor here who is playing Natasha, Daria Denisova, is very, very gripping. There are other elements, graphics-wise and sound-wise, that make it fairly cinematic. But this performance is just striking. And as I say, knowing that it's live, knowing that there are other people watching, it just felt like this great theater moment again.
And but where is this? Are they Needham-based? Is that right?
Yeah. They are Needham-based, yep.
And this jury deal, you know that I hate interactive stuff, as we've discussed a million times when I'm actually in the theater. But it's one thing when you're in your house. It's a whole different. Did you say people get to vote as jurors in this thing, or how does that work?
Yeah, a couple times during the play, a graphic pops up on your screen.
I love that.
Which is really amazing. Yeah, how much is developing in just short order as theater companies and others, artists try to figure out how to evolve. And we'll talk about that with a couple other groups too. But yeah, as you're sitting there, this survey pops up on your screen, including at the end where you click yes or no. And I mean, there is this moment where you think, my goodness, I'm rendering a judgment here on this character. And then you see the results.
So did you vote guilty or not guilty? Come on.
Should I tell you? I'm not going to tell you because people
don't tell
for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And I often wonder too, when I've done Zoom things with large groups, you know, they have to get rid of the audio for a while, so you're not hearing all the stuff going on in people's houses, the dogs and the kids and stuff like that. But then it kind of disrupts the play if you're hearing babies crying and things like that. But then at the end, they open it up so you can applaud. I mean, how does it work with this Zoom play?
Yeah, it just continued, and they basically bring up another graphic that says, at this moment, you can turn your camera back on. They will turn the mic on. And then the actor comes out. She does her bow along with the director.
I love that.
Igor Goliak. Yeah, exactly. And so, again, it felt like you were back in the theater again. It was one of those moments that I thought, oh, thankfully, this is just reminding me of what we will be able to do again because we're getting a taste of it now.
So you can hear all the applause, which is great.
You can. Yeah,
okay.
It feels
like
you're
like
back
that.
In the theater. And to Jim's point, you just do see a lot of images all of a sudden. So you see not only audience members, but exactly where they are.